never be the same.
Don't you know your life will turn around?
Resurrection power is here to take you to a higher ground.
Welcome to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo, pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations, located at 6605 Mall Boulevard, Union City, Georgia, 30291. Good morning, I'm Twanda Black. Join us for Good Friday service right here at Resurrection House for All Nations, 7 p.m. We are located at 6605 Mall Boulevard, Union City, Georgia, 30291. We're looking forward to celebrating this Resurrection weekend with you. Wherever God is honored and worshiped, He will show up for you. Yes, He will. Here's Apostle Chika Anuzo with our message for today.
That if you want God to move in your life, you must put Him first. And when I see God blessing somebody at a higher level than me, I go put my head there. I want to know, what are you doing? Because God is the same. What moves Him is the same thing. Wherever God is honored, He will show up. Wherever God is worshipped accurately, He will show up. Amen. You have no reason to be jealous of anybody. I'm telling you this morning, slay the green eye monster. You know what that is? Jealousy. Don't look sideways, look up. Hallelujah. And God came to Cain and said, why are you angry? Why are you so wroth? Listen to the question. If you have done well, don't you think you will be accepted? He says, now, can somebody ponder that this morning? If you are doing well, if you are doing what God wants, why wouldn't He accept you? Why wouldn't He answer you? Why wouldn't He deliver you? Why wouldn't He sanctify you? Because He does everything by heart. Thank you for 3 amens. Hallelujah. I mean, even if you don't shout, I'm going to keep preaching. He does everything by heart. So whenever things are not working, don't ever look to God, you know, thinking that God is making a mistake. Start looking down and say, Lord, what am I missing? Because my life is supposed to go differently. Amen. I want to get the exact phrasing of what the Lord said. Look at that Genesis 4 again. I want you to see this because this is so important. It says, why are that wrath? Why is that countenance falling? If thou doest well, I'm reading verse 7, shall thou not be accepted? Watch this. And if thou doest not well, sin, lieth. Hallelujah. Did somebody hear what we just read? It says sin. In other words, it says it is camping out. It says that sin is camping out at the door. But listen carefully. It says, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Oh, I wish we had a shout today. Did you hear what God said? Sin is lying at the door, and he has a desire to take me over. But God says, I will rule over it. Hallelujah. In other words, there's nothing you're struggling with this morning that God has not already proclaimed. You're going to win this fight. Hallelujah. You will rule over it. Hallelujah. Come on, say it with me. I will rule over this temptation, over this trial, over this sin, because God has said it. That's my portion. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm serving notice on every devil in your closet. God has already declared you the victor. Hallelujah. God says you have won this thing. You have ruled over this thing. You have overcome this thing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Listen to this. If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Listen carefully. The day that I recognized that a lot of the reason believers get sick in church, it was not a demonic attack, but it's because we receive this unworthily. Come on, did you hear what I said? We are bitter and we take it anyway. We fornicate and we take it anyway. We hate people and we take it anyway. He said, you are drinking a curse. Then over time, he says that some people have even died. Did you get that? Now watch this. God says, if you don't do well, meaning, however God feels dishonored in my worship, opens a door for sin to come and camp out, waiting for an opportunity to strike. Thank you for one good amen. I know a real amen when I hear it. Are you hearing me? However you treat the Lord in your worship opens the door for either blessing or a curse. And when you don't treat him right, he said a sin camps out. Hallelujah. He said it comes and lays down. Glory to God. I wish we had physical doors right now where we can just open it and say, get on out of my door. Hallelujah. In other words, I am ready to make corrections because I don't want anything entering my house. He's not just talking about your physical house. He's talking about the gates of your life. Glory to God. Say, no, Lord, I don't need any addiction coming in here. I don't need any sin entering my life. No. Let me make corrections in my worship. Let me change what I'm giving. Let me change what I'm doing. I want no devil entering my life. Do you know that Cain didn't listen to what God said? What happens? Whenever you make a judgment, you can't hear. He's so concerned about what God is doing for somebody else, not knowing that the same blessing is available to him. If you just change what you're doing. It's an amazing thing. I know years ago, I was just serving God with all my might. I didn't care whose name is on the marquee out there. This is my Father's house. I'm not waiting. And people come to me and say, well, what's your vision? I say, my vision is to do what I'm doing right now. I'm serving God. They say, no, I understand that. But what's your personal vision? I said, no, you don't understand. This is it. They were confused. No, I'm talking about what you want to do for yourself. Hello? This is it. Only fools wait to run tomorrow, the race they are supposed to run today. Because when you serve God with a reserve, you postpone your destiny. God says the way you qualify for a bigger breakthrough in your life is to serve God faithfully in what he has given someone else to do. Sin lieth. I said, I'm not going to get much amen. I say it again. Sin lieth. You see, he said, when you know what to do and you don't do it, he said, to you, it is sin. And the enemy will come and camp out there waiting for an entrance. Waiting for an entrance. And instead of Cain running back, he started plotting a revenge. Why are you hating me? I didn't reject your worship. Your hand is too short for him. And now you want to take it out of me. But I'm talking about some serious issues because this is a year of increase. And I'm telling you, if you want increase, God must be impressed. God must be pleased. God must be first. God must be second. God must be third. And whoever else comes fourth, since there are three of them, in one. Amen. Amen. Come on, give me a better amen. Amen. And God said, hey, Cain, there's sin couching at your door. But Cain, you have the power to rule over this. That means if you want to quit being jealous, you can. If you want to quit being angry, you can. If you want to quit hating, you can. Hallelujah. If you think your stuff is not working, you can change it. As soon as I finish, maybe for the first time, you're going to give God the right tithe. You're going to give God the right offering. You're not going to keep shirking and jiving and expecting a breakthrough. He said, you can rule over this. You can rule over this. In other words, this is not time to feel helpless. God has given me weapons of worship. Hallelujah. To connect with the throne. Hallelujah. For my breakthrough to show up. It don't matter what my sister is doing. It don't matter what my brother is doing. I can get my own breakthrough on my own altar of worship.
God must be your what? Everything today. Amen. Amen. If you'd like to hear this message or any message in its entirety, or you'd like to support this ministry, please make your check or money order out to RHFAN. Send it to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia 30291. We are so excited because the Word of God is alive and we're growing here at Resurrection House for All Nations, where the glory is present. We are believing God for satellite locations, so listen for more details coming soon. We are believing God to come to Gwinnett, Powder Springs, and even Houston, Texas. If you know of a building and you want to be a part of this dynamic ministry, call us at 770-994-3777. Check out our website at rhfan.com for more information about the ministry. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at RHFAN Today. We invite you to visit with us at Resurrection House for All Nations every Sunday, 8 and 11 a.m. services, or our midweek Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Thanks so much for joining us for the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo. Resurrection House for All Nations, where dead things come alive. I'm Twanda Black, and until next time, peace and love be with you.
We decree that by your divine power, you are re-entering the schools in America. We decree an end to mass shootings, school shootings, in the name of Jesus.
Now more than ever, we must intercede for our nation. Join other like-minded believers and spiritual leaders as we gather at the State Capitol Building in downtown Atlanta on Good Friday, March 30th, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. We're raising an altar to God, crying for mercy, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, and leaving a spiritual imprint that will not be erased. For more information, 770-994-3777 or rhfan.com.